Sheriff St. Clair County, Tim Donlin. Sheriff, good morning.
Well, good morning, Paul. Thanks for having me.
Happy winter, huh?
Yeah.
We're getting close to spring. It'll get here, but we're not there yet, are we?
We're approaching our favorite month of St. Patty's Day,
that's
March,
right.
Coming up.
You know,
so that's close.
I got to tell you, I was looking at the calendar yesterday. I realized yesterday marked the 3-week mark. We're less than 3 weeks away now.
And the national holiday.
Yeah.
That's
so
right.
We're getting close.
We're getting there.
Still a lot of ice out there. In fact, I know a lot of your folks were out yesterday with the polar plunge in St. Clair.
Yep. We sure had the polar plunge down in St. Clair there for the Special Olympics. And what a great fundraiser. You know, our dive team was down there. They cut the hole in the ice. They worked with St. Clair Fire, the Special Olympians, the Water Warriors, kind of coordinate that. And our sheriff's office is always involved, particularly our dive team and our Marine Division. And the jumpers went. They chop a hole in the ice, and then they go, and our divers stay right in the water all day.
You know, man.
Make sure they pop back up.
That's a different thing from the Kiwanis Club polar bear plunge in December, where we run into the water and run out. For some reason, psychologically, I can do that. I don't think I can jump feet first and be fully submerged in the water in February.
Not for the faint of heart. Yeah,
nah.
They stand right on the edge of the ice, and there's no turning back.
No,
you're stuck.
You go.
And in they go, and that's deep. I don't know quite how far it is, but it's well over their heads.
Yeah.
You know, they pop down because their divers are right there, and they get them right up again, and they have a ladder and to a warming trailer they have. As warm as you can get, I guess.
I was going to say, I'm cold just thinking about it.
I am too, yeah. I've been involved in it for years, but I don't jump. I judge. I have some smarts left in my head.
Well, that's the safe and sanctioned way to enjoy the ice. But as we've seen recently, some people have ventured out onto the ice that maybe ought not to have.
Well, that's right. You know, and, you know, with the fluctuating temperatures, you know, we really want to talk a little bit about ice safety this morning. You know, we're surrounded by this beautiful water, and mm-hmm. the ice is a lot of fun in the wintertime.
You know,
snowmobilers, four-wheelers, side-by-sides, I ride mine up and down the river. But just over a month, we had a snowmobile go in the Black River near I-94 overpass on the 20th of January. But then February 16th, there was a black Dodge truck. Went into the Lexington Harbor, and, you know, our dive team had to go up and assist on that and cut holes into the ice, strap on those ropes, go onto the ice, get to that truck, hook up that truck, and get it pulled out of there. And it endangers our people.
You know, and that's a good point. We don't really think enough about that. That was a video that went viral.
Yep.
It went nationwide, worldwide. People saw that truck sink and the guy go in after it and try and get all of his stuff out. And it makes you chuckle when you see it and you point fingers at him. But you're right. A lot of people risk life and limb to get that truck out of there.
You're exactly right. These dive teamer members are on-call paid volunteer. They're not doing it for the money, trust me. They're doing it because they're giving back to their community, and they have a highly, highly effective skill set that very, very, very few people.
Yeah.
You know, talk about not for the faint of heart, you know, hook a rope around your waist, jump in cut a hole in the ice and dive in.
Yeah.
Yeah, you got to have yourself dialed in pretty tight for that sort of work, and we've got a whole crew of them, and they went up there. But, you know, the video doesn't show the recovery of the truck. It shows, you know, the fool crawling over the hood of the truck before it submerges. But it is very dangerous. And you have to get those out of there because all the hazmat. You know,
you
get oil and fuel.
Yeah,
and it'll ruin our waterways. So, you know, contamination is a big, big concern as well as safety. But remember a couple things in the ice. We want people to enjoy it. But if you're going to go out in the ice, you need about 4 inches of clear ice. Now, if you're going to take it, and that's, you know, for your ice fishermen. If you're going to take an ATV or snowmobile, you need 5 or 6 inches. You're going to take a full-size vehicle, at least a foot. Now, Lexington didn't have a foot.
No, they did not.
He was driving around, and he was intoxicated on top of it, so insult on injury. So if you find yourself on some thin ice, you know, if you hear the ice crack, spread out your group. Everybody lie down, distribute your weight, and then crawl. Get yourself out of there. And if somebody falls through the ice, you know, first thing you do, you call 911, obviously. Use a pole, use a branch, use a rope, anything you can find to get to them, but don't run up there. I mean, I'd like to say common sense, but, you know, in panic mode and rescue, and just picture if that's one of your loved ones.
Right.
You know, you may not think quite clearly. You know, you may think, oh my gosh, that's my son. We're ice fishing. He went through the ice. I got to get to him.
Yep.
You got to pause. You got to do it the right way so you don't both land in the water. And if you land in there, you stay calm. You know, kick your feet, get those hands and arms up in the ice. try to get yourself to safety. You know, there's a lot of different things they sell. You know, the hooks that go on your wrists, on your gloves, to so you can hold onto the ice and get yourself out. So if you're going to invest in some ice fishing, any kind of event on the ice, spend a little money on the equipment that'll get you out of the ice.
Makes sense.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Pets, they go out in the ice. Major cause for near drownings, and deaths. Remember, don't follow your pet out onto the ice. You know, coax them back if you can.
Right.
Get food, get whatever you can to get their focus and get them back. But don't go after them. You know, most of us are a whole lot bigger than our pets.
Right.
And, you know, use the common sense. It's best to completely stay off the ice when we're having these temperature up and downs like we have over the last few weeks.
Yeah, you got to pay attention to the changing ice conditions, not just the temperature, but even the sun. You know, if you get a couple of sunny days, even if it's well below freezing, that sun is going to weaken the ice pretty quick.
You get that right. And like I said, you know, we've given you the numbers, 4 inches, 5 to 6, and then a foot. You know, it's a really good rule of thumb. You know, you don't want to find yourself on videos all over the world.
That's for sure, yeah. You can have a lot of fun on the ice, but you got to respect it.
Or district court in San Luis County, which is where that individual is going to be heading shortly.
That as well, yeah.
Yeah, that's going to be a very, very costly afternoon.
All right. Well, stay safe out there. We'll see you in a couple of weeks at St. Patrick's Day. We're going to do our regular broadcast on the Friday before St. Patty's Day at Freighter. So we hope to see you there.
I'll be there.
All right, Sheriff. Thanks a lot. Tim Donlow with us.